Instagram takes steps toward Facebook's post-feed era. It's Monday, November 12th, 2018. That's what's coming up, along with the week's news quick hits, on episode 341 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers, new media, new strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 341 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of BraveAdWorld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in social media and digital marketing news. Every week, or as close to it as I can, I take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wigert, and not a ton to talk about this week. I think with the midterms happening here in the United States and earnings reports being out the previous 2 weeks before, I think everyone kind of clamped down a little bit and got a little quiet. But there is something that I want to talk about that is actually a follow-up on the story that we went over last week. This one having to do with Instagram and Facebook. So Facebook is really doing all that it can to get marketers to rely less on in-feed advertising, and it's starting with Instagram. So last week on Facebook's earnings call, they talked about how they really want to get people out of the newsfeed and more into stories. So like I said, they're starting with Instagram because Instagram just launched a Promote for Stories feature, and it works similar to Facebook's Boost option. Promote for Stories, it allows advertisers to actually boost their organic story content to their followers, people in a certain location, or any one of Instagram's other targeting parameters. So basically, stories that small advertisers create organically, they can now be promoted to reach audiences outside of followers. Before, organic content was organic content. Instagram also launched Instagram Analytics beta with Facebook within Facebook Analytics. So the goal here is to provide a more robust measurement offering that includes new followers, clicks, post impressions, story exits, lifetime value, and retention rates. And really, like, they want to give brands more data to inform how they use the Instagram and Instagram Stories platform. Finally, IGTV. IGTV, it hasn't been a resounding success, but Instagram is trying to fix that. Now, IGTV creators can share previews of their IGTV videos on their Instagram stories. Users who tap the preview, they'll be taken to the full video on IGTV. So they're trying to get, again, more people out of the feed and into these other parts of the apps, be it stories, be it IGTV. So like I said, Facebook's earnings call made it really clear that the era of the newsfeed is over, or at least coming to an end, if the social network has anything to say about it. I think that's going to be easier said than done, but we'll see. But that really means shifting both users and advertisers to other products like stories, like watch, like IGTV. And before it can do that, it really needs to make those products no-brainers and just give advertisers tools to extract as much value from them as possible. And that's what this effort is really all about. And that's it. That's what I want to talk about this week. That's it for the week's main stories. So now I'm going to dive into a handful of news quick hits where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. First up, Snapchat Discover is now going to have third-party measurement thanks to an integration with Comscore. So this is the first time Discover's had any kind of third-party measurement for traffic, and the goal is to use such an integration to create greater transparency for advertisers. There are many brands that won't buy digital ads that aren't measured via third parties, so Snapchat's trying to make its platform more attractive to those advertisers. Facebook is now allowing brands that create Instagram Stories ads to cross-post those ads to Facebook Stories as well. The placements will be automatic as algorithms determine the best place to reach a target audience based on the objectives for the campaign. Just ahead of the midterm elections here in the United States, Facebook confirmed that it had blocked dozens of accounts that it suspected of being part of a coordinated election interference effort. The accounts are still being investigated. Facebook's Portal and Portal Plus smart displays, they're now available to purchase. The device's primary purpose is communication, as it allows users to video chat anyone on Messenger, whether they have the portal device or not. It doesn't have as many integrations by any means as Google Home or Amazon Echo, but it's a start for Facebook. We'll see how successful it is. I'm dubious. We now have a name for Disney's upcoming streaming service, and it's really something. It's Disney Plus. So, sounds like they workshopped that quite a bit. The service will launch in late 2019. And lastly, Pinterest has updated its tiled friend feed, the section of the app that lets you view pins from those you follow on the platform, to be a simple column of posts now organized chronologically. But look, it looks a lot like Instagram when you're looking at it on your phone. All right, that's it for episode 341 of Brave Bad World. Quick episode before I let you go. I do love hearing from you. Send questions, comments, let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like to bravebadworld@gmail.com. And if you get a chance, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think, and it helps others find the podcast. I can be found on Twitter at TWiegert, TWIEGERT. You can also check out braveadworld.com, where I occasionally share my personal thoughts and insight on marketing. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.